KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 26 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today. A few scattered flurries and a high around 28. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Well, they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Well, first of all, let's recap the list of schools that are starting late this morning and a few that have canceled. There's a two-hour late start today for the Atlantic Community School District, ACGC, and AHSTW, also no morning activities or practices for AHSTW. Audubon schools are 2 hours late this morning, no morning preschool. CAM is 2 hours late. Charter Oak Ute, 2 hours late. Coon Rapids Bayard, 2 hours late, with offices opening at 10 a.m. and classes starting at 10:20 a.m. today for Coon Rapids. Exira EHK is 2 hours late, no preschool. Griswold schools have canceled classes for today. IKM Manning, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic schools are all 2 hours late. No morning preschool at Manning. Also, Missouri Valley is 2 hours late with no morning preschool. Riverside is 2 hours late today. Trainer is 2 hours late. And St. Paul Lutheran Preschool at Trainer, there's no morning session. The extended session is at 10:30. Tri-Center, Underwood, and Woodbine, along with West Harrison, are all 2 hours late. Also, there is no morning preschool for Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool at the YMCA, and no Atlantic Head Start today. Also, no morning classes at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. In the news, Red Oak police were called to a residence in the 700 block of Skyline Drive at around 9:35 p.m. Sunday in response to an assault in progress. After they arrived and upon further investigation, 19-year-old Jacob David Bergren of Red Oak was taken into custody for domestic abuse assault by impeding air and or blood flow. Bergren was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held without bond. Well, the Creston Police Department reports this morning the arrest of 23-year-old Abel Rosales of Jacksonville, Texas. Rosales was taken into custody in the 100 block of East Adams Street on a charge of OWI first offense. He was later released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Red Oak Police report the arrest Sunday of a Red Oak man after being called to investigate an incident just after 6 p.m. in the 600 block of East Hammond Street in Red Oak. When officers arrived on the scene, they made contact with 42-year-old Michael Lee Butcher of Red Oak, and upon further investigation, arrested Butcher for domestic abuse, assault, and child endangerment. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. Police in Red Oak Saturday afternoon arrested 36-year-old Bobby Joe Bruce of Red Oak. Bruce was taken into custody at around 3:40 p.m. on an Adams County warrant for failure to appear in court. She was transported to the Adams County Jail and held there without bond. Elsewhere in the news, patrons of the Harlan Community School District have an opportunity to attend a public hearing this evening in the Harlan High School Auditorium with regard to next Tuesday's, or December 11th, special election on a $28.5 million bond referendum. The meeting begins at 7 o'clock tonight. On December 11th, voters will head to the polls from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. to decide the fate of Proposition A, a general obligation bond which would fund facility updates; Proposition B, authorizing an increase in the tax levy by $4.05 per $1,000 of taxable property value, of which the district will contribute 80 cents per $4.05, leaving a net tax impact of $3.25 per thousand. Proposition C will also be on the ballot, that asks for voter approval to attend a PEPL, the physical plant and equipment levy, and Proposition D, extending the instructional support levy, or ISL, either of the two which last officials say will have an added tax effect. The tax impact for homeowners with a home assessed at $100,000 would amount to $13.75 per month if the bond is approved, and $3.97 per acre to landowners for agricultural property. School officials say the Harlan Intermediate and High School facilities are between 40 and 50 years old and are in need of major renovations. If approved, the $28.5 million bond would call for security and system updates at the Intermediate and High School. It would also provide at the Intermediate High School more classrooms, hands-on space, auditorium updates, STEM and science spaces, and updates to the weight room in Harlan. The bond would fund over 180,000 square feet of renovations at a cost of 50% less than a new building. Safety and security, educational enhancements, and system upgrades are the three main priorities identified as a result of multiple work sessions and community meetings. If you'd like more information on the bond referendum, go to the link under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And the Atlantic City Council will hold their first meeting of the month, 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, in their chambers at City Hall. On their agenda is recognition of the Atlantic High School boys and girls cross-country teams. The boys and girls, like other AHS athletes, went to state this year. They finished in seventh place, and Taylor McCready came in sixth out of the top 15 finishers. The council will then act on approving a resolution approving the CY 2019 budget for Atlantic Municipal Utilities. The city traditionally passes the AMU budget without issue, since AMU is accountable to the Utility Board of Trustees. AMU General Manager Steve Chepkis and Comptroller Jennifer Satoff are expected to attend the meeting to answer any questions the council may have. And the AMU Board of Trustees will hold a public hearing on their budget for 2019, beginning today at 4 o'clock at the AMU Business Office. Data from the utility shows the budget amounts to $10.06 million, which amounts to a $1.16 million increase over the re-estimated 2018 budget. In other business, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday will hear a presentation from Chris Erickson, City Code Enforcement Officer, with regard to policies concerning dogs and cats. In our funeral announcements, Mary Alice Larimer, age 81, of Adel, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Mary Larimer will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Charlie Noland, age 92, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died Thursday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Charlie Noland will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care of Adair has arrangements. Oris Hoover, age 98, of Guthrie Center, died November 27th at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Oris Hoover will be this coming Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Francis M. Johansson, age 98, of Harlan, died Saturday at Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Francis Johansson will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. And Elaine Hildebrand, age 94, of Hancock, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Elaine Hildebrand are pending at Reekin Funeral Home in Oakland. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.